John Conroy, hip and knee specialist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So you may remember last month we were lucky enough to go behind the scenes at Harrogate Hospital for a very special report into a hip replacement operation. Now today I'm with the lead surgeon on that day, is John Conroy. Hello John.
Hi Ben, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Now John, we're here at Leeds Hospital today because you have recently celebrated your 100th operation using robot-assisted techniques. Now beforehand we just had a nice little cake cutting ceremony and I was lucky enough to see the robot itself. But for someone who's not seen it before, hasn't heard of robot-assisted techniques, just talk us through how you as a surgeon can use the robot.
The robot is fantastic new technology that's helping us to perform hip and knee replacements in the best way we possibly can. Essentially, before you have your operation, patients have a CT scan, which gives a 3D model of either their hip or their knee, and that allows us to preoperatively plan exactly what we're going to do in the surgery. We can make sure we have the correct size implants. We can also make sure that we're putting them in exactly the right angle we need to. During the surgery with the robot, it actually tells us exactly where the implant should be placed. For the socket in a hip replacement, the robotic arm places it exactly where it should go. And in the knees, the blade that the robotic arm cuts at the angles that we've planned preoperatively. Now, although the robot does this, I'm an experienced surgeon, so I'm there to double check that it's doing everything correctly and that what the robot's done fits with the plan we've done beforehand. It's just like having a friend in there with you to help you through and reduce, most importantly, risk for the patient and to give them the best opportunity to recover from the surgery.
I'll describe the robot for the listeners at home. So it is like an arm, and there is a trigger on there that allows you, the surgeon, to guide it with precision and accuracy that you couldn't maybe with just a human hand. Now, as I said, today we are celebrating your 100th operation using the robot. We've had a nice little celebration outside. Can you remember the very first one? And you said, you touched on there, that you feel much more confident in the technology now. But can you remember the very first time you used it all that time ago?
Yeah, we did the first hip on the robot in 2017. The first one we did went very, very well, and part of that is due to the training that you get beforehand. So as we were talking about before, I've done research in engineering in the States, and when you get over to using it in your own hospital, we go to events in Europe where we get formal training on the system, and we get a certificate to show that we've reached all the correct training levels. And the training before you do your first case is really intense. So the first day that we do the operation, we're confident about what we're doing, and you've always got that situation that if something doesn't look right, or the system, you know, someone pulls the plug out or something like that, we can convert to doing it by hand. I think it's still very important that patients choose surgeons who've done who've got good experience and done a lot of surgeries before they have surgery. It's important to choose your right surgeon as well as choosing the robot.
Hi, I'm Maria Robinson. I'm the Hospital Director at Nuffield Health Leeds Hospital.
Now, Maria, we're here today celebrating the 100th robot-assisted operation here at the hospital. What do you think the benefits are of having that robot here in Leeds?
Well, we've certainly seen from the public's perspective, clearly they're much more well-versed in what is available in terms of technology. And so we are able to meet the needs of patients who actually come to us, who inquire and show an interest in having surgery with robotic assistance.
Now, people may be a bit nervous of trying something that's new, but the fact that we're here celebrating the 100th operation using the robot today shows that it's a tried and tested technology that can really improve the whole operation process. So that's got to give people confidence when they come in and want to have it done.
Absolutely, and I think it's important to note that we're not the first hospital to undertake this, and it is a well-established procedure, or has been in both the US and other parts of the world before we've introduced it here. I think it's really important that we make a point of saying that there is very tight, rigorous governance around the introduction of any new procedure, and that includes robotic-assisted surgery. And it does mean that actually in achieving 100, it means that we're much more well-versed in the delivery of that procedure. So I think that it's an important milestone. does require significant investment for delivery of this, that actually that has to be there has to be a return on that investment. So currently it is reserved for private patients, so privately insured or self-paying patients to access this surgery. That's purely because we want to be able to continue to deliver NHS care effectively and efficiently, and we couldn't possibly do that using this technology.
The other reason for today is also to thank all the staff that have worked with this, and it's a big learning curve, not just for the surgeon but for the operating theatre staff, the nurses on the ward, all the team here at the Nuffield Hospital that have put a lot of learning in, and they've been really enthusiastic and been behind the robot, and it's just great to see patients coming through clinics with a year on from the surgery, getting back to doing all those activities that we were doing before and spending time with their family and grandkids and things like that. It's been really, really good.
So if anyone's listening at home and they may be having trouble with their hip or knees and want to speak to a consultant such as yourself, John, what's the process? Can they come directly to you? They go to a website or do they go through their GP first?
Patients can contact the Nuffield Hospital directly if they want to be seen here. There's no problems with that at all. They can either they can alternatively go through the GP or contact their private insurance if they have to go through that route. But generally, we're open for anyone who's interested to contact the Nuffield directly, and they can contact my secretary Jane Thompson, and she'll help out and answer any of the questions. So we're very happy to help through that. They can also go through our website, which is yorkshirehipclinic.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, John, thanks for having me here today, and congratulations on your 100th operation, to not just you but to the whole team as well, because a lot of hard work goes on behind the scenes. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming today, Ben. We'll have to get you to come and see it in working action.
John Conroy, hip and knee specialist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.